Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In the midst of the rush to pass legislation addressing the coronavirus, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, tried to slip in abortion funding to this bill. Unbelievable. Fortunately, it was removed. But this kind of shows you some of the thinking and the mentality of individuals wanting to use this coronavirus situation for political ends. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, it's amazing, Holly. The legislation was being rushed through in order to address the coronavirus. And the legislation, the first iteration of it, was about funding to help individuals and businesses who would be negatively impacted by the loss of business or income. And in that bill, Nancy Pelosi threw in additional funding to kill innocent children. It's unbelievable the depth of depravity that you see in some of these legislative leaders wanting to use for political purposes this emergency that they were trying to address through legislation.
And taxpayers paying for it. I mean, look at the irony of that. You're pushing something through to help people in a time of need, possibly save lives. And on the other hand, you want to kill children and harm women because women are harmed through abortion as well. So there's just an evil underlying thing going on here.
There's an evil underlying issue. Now, the good news is that this was brought to the president's attention. And President Trump said that if this were to come to the desk for signature, he would not sign it. And thank God that the president ultimately gave that strong message. And this funding was taken out of the bill.
But just the fact she's trying to sneak it in something totally irrelevant.
Well, and then also the House went on a recess, and while they were not there, I'm telling you, they were not there. They're all back in their districts. They did a voice vote. I don't know how you can do a voice vote when you can't hear somebody's voice, but they did a voice vote with no one present to pass a bill that was still being written. So while some of the members of the House were gone because Speaker Pelosi let them go, and other individual and groups in D.C. had vacated the district, we were there. Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action, we remained in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., because there were three iterations of bills that were moving through quickly, like this one here, where it actually came out of the House and passed with no one present, and the bill was still being written. It's unbelievable. So we had to read and go through lots and lots of pages of these bills because some of the members of Congress were being asked to vote on some of these bills without ever having the chance to read these bills.
I know. You know, I'm really grateful for our office there, and especially Jonathan Alexander, who's attending these meetings, who's keeping tabs on all this is going on. Because it was, you just saw emails going back and forth. He says almost as soon as something is wanting to be passed, they're trying to pass something, it changes.
Changes in a couple
of hours.
Yeah. I mean, it was absolutely, we couldn't even put it out on an email to you. It was happening so fast.
Yeah.
And then the members of the Congress were being asked to vote on some of these pieces of legislation, and they were being pressured to do so by various sources. And if they didn't, then the allegation would be used that they don't care about people and the coronavirus. No, they want to at least have a chance to read the bill, and they don't want bad things to be passed under this emergency rush to pass a bill.
You know, I really appreciate the one of the White House officials ask what the Hyde Amendment and abortion have to do with protecting Americans from coronavirus. That's a bottom line question.
Right, right. And the Hyde Amendment actually prohibits domestic funding of abortion. It was suspended during the Obama administration. President Trump brought it back in. It comes from Senator Hyde, who's a long time ago senator, who was very pro-life, and he put this in that no funding, no legislation would actually be able to fund abortion, and it's called the Hyde Amendment. And so that would have prohibited funding here, but some of these bills were done in an emergency situation, and they were trying to get around the Hyde Amendment to actually, amazingly, Holly, in the context of the coronavirus, increase funding to kill children.
Yeah, what does killing babies have to do with that?
That's why it's important to have an office in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
And so we have our staff in Washington, D.C. And when they were riding the train, like Peggy, for example, she rode the train, went through Union Station. The Union Station was vacant. She was the only one on the train at the time, but they were still going in because they had to. They couldn't abandon the post.
Right, and she led prayer up there over the Supreme Court and the Capitol Hill, and we have a Ten Commandments in front of our ministry center. So we were still active. Even when most people are gone, we were still working.
We still had prayer. We actually have a 24/7 prayer line, strategic prayer line, that we participate in, and you can go there 24/7. And that has been going on for several years now, by the way. Every minute, every second of the day and night, and of the week and month and year, there are prayers going on through that 24/7 strategic prayer line. And so, obviously, a big focus of the prayers right now is bringing sanity back into the country, liberty back to the country, stopping the coronavirus, having wisdom for our elected leaders and officials, and protection and blessing for this country. So you can participate in that as well. But that's what we were doing. We were monitoring the legislation. We still are. And we're continuing to pray over the nation's capital. And you can go to Liberty Council's Facebook or website. Or you can also go to Faith and Liberty. Faith and Liberty also has a Facebook and a website. And it's Faith and Liberty. DC.org. That's the website, faithandlibertydc.org. And you have the 24/7
I do have the National Strategic Prayer Call. And again, it's 24/7. People are on there all times of the day praying for our president, for his administration, for our nation. That's 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340. And there's an access code, 543-555-pound. 543-555-pound. And it's on our Facebook as well.
Say that one more time, all the way through.
712-770-4340. And the code is 543-555-pound.
And if you didn't get that, you can call Liberty Council, 407-875. 1776.
Or look on our Facebook as well. We
you
have it listed there,
You can look on the Liberty
too.
Council Facebook. We have it there on the Liberty Council Facebook.
Right. We have a lot of people that are joining in prayer, which is very, very encouraging, because now especially is the time to pray for our administration.
So if you want encouragement and you want to participate in the prayer, go to the 24/7. And again, if you get woke up in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning,
pray.
You can't sleep, it's a good time to pray. And
yeah.
You can jump on the 24/7 prayer line anytime, doesn't matter. It goes on 24/7, 365. And it's been doing that since 2016.
Right.
So we're now in nearly the fourth year of operation continually. It has not stopped since October, November of 2016. It has been continuous nearly 4 years.
That's exciting. And, you know, that's the difference we can make, because sometimes we wring our hands and think, this is all going on. What can I do? Well, first and foremost, you can pray.
You can pray. So I encourage you also to go to lc.org. We have a survey there, and we have still information coming in on the survey. We really want to hear from you on this survey. And the survey asks different questions that we want your response to. And you can do that survey, lc.org. You can also go to the Liberty Council Facebook and do the survey. Some of the questions, for example, are, do you think the bills that are being passed or have passed, the nearly $1 trillion in stimulus to pay for some businesses and people, do you support that? That's one of the questions. Another is, do you think the media has been reporting accurately? Do you think that some state government officials' response creates a foundation to destroy our constitutional freedom? Do you think that the flu or the coronavirus is more concerning to you? Which one is more concerning? What do you think about some of the government restrictions being placed on individuals and meetings and so forth in churches? What do you think about the restrictions on churches? We want to hear from you, and we also have provided a 2-page memo on knowing your rights during a time of a state of emergency. For more information, go to lc.org, lc.org. Remember to pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council and participate and partner with us and pray for our country, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.